Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with the best bits of this afternoon's show. We were joined by our old friend Shabana Hearn.
Yeah.
Talk Sport's very own. Talked about a big landmark case in the world of women's football and some of the other matters from the game. She was on good form. We also had a bit of a chat ourselves. Andy went to the cinema yesterday and told us a bit about that. It led to a cool subject you got involved with, an event last night at the football course we discussed and you reacted to. And, yeah, we covered a lot of ground as always, didn't we? And we had Paddy's Challenge.
Oh, yes.
So, here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And start with a very interesting story, actually. Robson Green, the actor, not the plumber. More of that later, actually. I've got a new game I'm going to tell you about later on.
Oh, good.
It's really good fun based on that. Robson Green had to hire security guards for his travel show to protect Les Ferdinand.
Wow.
Really? The ex-England footballer, 56, was mobbed by fans when filming BBC Two's Robson Green's weekend escape. It's making him sound like he's from One Direction. No, Les was that popular, is he?
No, there is. There's a bit of a weird thing, though. It's a new show that that Robson Green is doing, as you've heard there. And he goes paddleboarding in the North Sea with Les Ferdinand, which did immediately made me think of Alan Partridge lying on a bed in the travel lodge. Paddleboarding in the North Sea. Yeah, it did seem a bit odd, didn't it?
But anyway, sense at all.
We'll all be watching that one.
Yeah, on my Instagram feed, there was a picture of Julia Roberts came up with her and Lionel Messi. Doing a bit of a moose, my very good friend Lionel, and congratulating
Happy
him.
Birthday, my friend.
Well, no, congratulating him on winning the World Cup.
Oh, okay.
So I basically put a message saying, do you do overpriced steaks with salt sprinkled on them?
She's not come back to you yet.
No, she hasn't come back to me.
Have you gotten any expectation that she will do?
No, not
Julia
really.
Roberts. It'd be great if you two became friends.
Oh, it's highly unlikely.
She'll say, is this Andy Jacobs from Talksport? I did really love cart horse instead of veg horse. That was very funny, she'll say.
Love the birthday.
Now,
spread.
What have you got a lot of in your garage? How often people say,
got a garage.
If you aren't, fair enough. And okay, you don't ruin it before we start.
Sorry.
I haven't got a garage. Have you ever had a garage?
No.
Never had one?
Well, when I was young, but along with my parents.
That was to keep the two rollers in.
Well, it was sort of that idea,
That's right. But since then, he's never had one.
No.
But anyway, I'm working on that. It's, I'm figuratively speaking. Have you got a lot of something? This is because, spare a thought for David Farquharson.
Especially with that name.
David Farquharson.
It's Farquharson, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Cool, you're taking me apart today.
Sorry, I apologise.
He hasn't got a garage, it's David Farquharson. It's getting even worse.
Okay, carry on. I shan't interrupt.
He has got 500 Liz Truss-shaped dog toys.
Has he?
Yeah. And
that's a bit unfortunate.
He ordered them when she became Prime Minister.
Yeah, what a shame.
And by the time he got them back from probably from China, I'm guessing, she was no longer in office.
Very unfortunate.
So he said it took longer to get the toy made than she spent in office. Yeah, 500 Liz Truss shaped toys.
What's he going to do with those?
Well, he's got a lot of them in his garage or lockup or equivalent.
Yeah.
People often say that. You say, well, if you ever want one of those, like if you've made a record or you've written a book or something like that, maybe it was self-published or you're in a... I mean, I remember a guy I met, and he'd been in a band and the single, they couldn't get a deal, but they just pressed a load of singles and they were literally clogging up his garage. So do let us know this afternoon. What have you got
I've got a few boxes of albums, comedy album I did that's not funny whatsoever.
See, this is good. Andy made a comedy album. Really?
It's absolutely terrible. And it's actually on YouTube, but I don't recommend you even go anywhere near it. Right. It's awful.
So you actually had them pressed. Was it expensive?
Yeah, it was quite expensive.
Was this something of a vanity project?
I'd say it was a complete vanity project.
Who was it, you on your own?
No, it was me and this other fella, yeah. And
producer. What were you doing, comedy skits?
Yeah, so it was his idea, and I went along with it.
Okay. Yeah. So nothing to do with you, really.
Well, yes.
Now, Andy, of course, there has been an awful lot of talk before the game last night of the prank that caught out all the members of the BBC presentation team.
I know. I'm not a big fan of pranks at the best of time. I'm not a big fan of that bloke. You know, he's the guy that sort of went on to cricket pitches, as you know, and all that. He's just not funny. Doesn't do it for me.
But that noise we heard last night is, you can quite occasionally hear it on a train, because it's become something that people do. They just stiff each other with it. And the Friday football boys that I play with, one or two of them are very, very good at stealthily putting it in there. There'll be a clip, and it might be football related. It might be a goal. Did you see this one last night? And sure enough, the idea is you open it on public transport, you open it in an office, you open it somewhere else, and that's the and that's what happens.
Yes.
So I'm guessing a great many of the TalkSport heartland have been caught out with it and may want to tell us the circumstances in which they were Linekered and Murphied last night. So and Shearered and beyond.
Gary was quite funny, though, when he said, he was talking about Harvey Elliott's goal, and he said, that's a screamer. It's the second one we've had tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did handle it very well. So if you've been caught out in that fashion, tell us what the worst possible place it happened to you. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. And what do you have a lot of in your garage? You can tell us that as well.
I've got one too for you. And I went to see a man called Otto yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Was really he a nice bloke? Oh, this is a film?
Film with
I thought you just went to see a man called Otto.
Really strange thing.
Sounds nice, yeah, name. Was he German?
He's really lovely, yeah.
Yeah, good old Otto.
No,
yeah.
It's the latest Tom Hanks film. It's a really touching, I think, wonderful film. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. And but I noticed, for some reason,
it wasn't about Ricky Otto, was it? Old Lenorium
player. Great, it was.
That'd be good.
A man called Ricky Otto.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't about him. And for some reason, Sue wanted to watch all the credits. I don't know why.
Wow, okay.
I was already really.
She was very taken with
it.
She
loves a bit of. She was. She loved it. Yeah. And I noticed that the assistant director, as I was forced to, was a bloke called Matt Sweat. What an unusual name.
Matt Sweat. How are you spelling Sweat?
Sweat, as you said, S-W-E-A-T, Sweat.
Matt Sweat, yeah.
So I've gone. I've got two TV formats for him. Sweat Stains, that's a travel man style look at a small town in Middlesex.
Nice, yeah.
And one the producer told me about this morning, Sweat Patches, it's a remake of the Clarence Carter classic.
Oh, yes, nice, beautiful. That great old song, go and look it up.
Yeah.
All right, then go on then, TV formats for Matt Sweat. What was his role in the film?
He was assistant director.
Oh, tremendous. TalkSport.com, text 1889, tweet TSHNJ.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Andy was telling us he went and saw A Man Called Otto yesterday, the film, not A Man Called Otto, or indeed Ricky Otto. But in it was the assistant director was Matt Sweat, and you wanted some TV formats for Matt, didn't you?
Be good.
Matt hosts a cookery show where the viewer is shown out to correctly collect the fat produced by roasting a beef joint in dripping with sweat, says Liam. I'm not sure I want to watch that, Liam. Blimey. It's a bit much.
That's really good.
Yes. What else have we got? Where's it gone? Matt visits an abattoir and discovers the process in producing bacon in sweat like a pig. That's a bit dark, Ian. Thank you for that. I don't know where this is going. Oh, yes, a man who travels around the world to see different trousers from production to sales. Would you watch that? Seriously. Sweatpants. Okay. Well, all right, if you must. TalkSport.com,
like
text 81089, tweet TSHNJ.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, getting Linekered, as he did last night with the gang. Graham says, I was watching my 7-year-old daughter doing her gymnastics and sent a video, surrounded by probably about 20 mums.
No.
My phone on full volume. Clicked the video, and yes, that noise came out in an instant. Didn't know where to look. I mean, it's a very common occurrence. Anybody who's on a WhatsApp group or, you know, like that, So you heard that last night, you thought, someone, you immediately thought, I've got to be honest, I thought immediately thought it was Danny's phone. and so did a lot of other people. But yeah, with not realising it was a pre-season prank. Anyway, have you been Linekered? We'll stick with Gary, although there was more in the studio than him. Talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089, tweet to TSHNJ.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if you're a fan of the well-known TV quiz show Mastermind.
I am aware of it, yes.
Yeah, long running.
Seen it. No, yeah.
I've come up with a new game that is quite fun. It sort of brightens it up.
So in what context do you play this game?
Well, it's called Not the Plumber Game. The Mastermind Not the Plumber Game. Because Clive Myrie got this quite irritating habit of over-explaining who the people are. So it'll be the subject, especially the subject will be, for example, the life and times and films of Wes Anderson.
Yeah, right, was that the one that was last night?
Yeah, last night, the other.
Okay, yeah.
The American filmmaker, well known for his offer. Yes, all right, not the plumber then. That's what I did.
But I think you've been a bit harsh.
The career of Marcus Trescothick, the Somerset. Yes, not the plumber then.
I'm not sure about this game, Andy.
Oh, it made me laugh.
You've got to give a one sentence. If you're not at all into cricket, if you're like your nan, for example, she's no longer with us, I'm guessing.
No, not really.
But your nan. Your nan.
Imagine if about 150.
She likes Mastermind. She'll sit down with a big bag of Werther's and take it in with her big slipper on. She'll sit there and they'll say, Marcus Trescothick. And the first year, she'll turn to you, her grandson, Andy, and say, who's he?
Yeah,
who's he?
He might, I suppose,
you know, he doesn't do like 5 minutes, does he?
No,
he just gives a sentence.
It's just a bit excessive, I think.
I think you've invented a game that doesn't need inventing. I'll watch him. I think he has to be able to try it.
Yeah, try it. Next time it's on, try
20
it.
Words or less on who the person is. Again, where's Anderson? It sounds like somebody played at the back for Forest in the 90s. Well, you know, Wes is back. He'll be back next week, Wes. He's coming in. I know he's been making quite a lot of weird avant-garde films, but he will be back in a couple of weeks' time. That hamstring's back. No, you know, he wouldn't know he was, would you, really?
No, I suppose.
I was listening to, after the game last night, took the dog for a walk, listening to the sports bars often do, and I found myself in agreement with, because I was thinking it during the game, and I'll keep an eye on it because he's a player that often gets linked to Tottenham. Man, Adama Traore, he's an irritating player, isn't he?
He gets so overexcited.
He does. I mean, we spoke to. He did some work with Darren Campbell, of course, the Olympic sprinter. And Darren loves his football. And he did some work with Adama Traore to slow him down just at that point of impact. And don't remember, because there was a period when he was playing really well, a lot of assists, scoring some good goals.
Well, when Raul Jimenez, before his unfortunate accident, they were combining well together,
And he would seem to take a beat. He'd just take a little moment. Just before he struck the ball. And
he
not
did
everything.
One of those last night where he chipped a nice cross in, but most of the time just thrashing at
and
it.
And he gets in good positions, and he, you know, you wouldn't want to play against him and all that, but you just know his final ball is just not going to be up to it, or the shot.
They're a strange team, Wolves, whoever manages them. You can guarantee if they're involved in a game, it's never going to be a great game. I don't know what it is. And often it's the same. I mean, modern football, two of the things in modern football drive you mad. One is playing out from the back that they illustrated. Some of it was mad from Wolves last night.
Yeah. So,
and the other is spurning the forward run. So a bloke makes a lovely run. I mean, Danny Murphy, who watches these things, said to me, when Chelsea played City recently at the Bridge, he said, Aubameyang made 5 or 6 runs, he said, but no one found them and nobody bothered. And in the end, they get sick of doing it, so they don't bother, and then people think they're not trying. And I thought there was a bit of that last night. It was quite strange.
Yeah. Danny thinks they're going to go, doesn't he? He was saying with Jim earlier on, he thinks Wolves are... He doesn't like the way things are going with Wolves. He thinks they could be going down.
No, I think they'll be all right. He's a good manager, and it doesn't help when they're 1-0 down. It doesn't suit their style.
No, but he's bringing some players in as well, isn't he?
Sarabia will be.
Yeah, Sarabia is decent business for them.
Eight Norrie or late Norrie, you've got to have a system.
If Eight Norrie went to late Norrie, that'd be fantastic.
Confusing.
I'll tell you what, I like that. Ain't Norin. What are you saying, man? It's like a two runny sketch.
Andre Mariner would have made a great mime artist. He's very expressive in all
his... think he would?
Oh, yeah. He's got a very good way of letting the crowd and the players know what's going on.
Do you think
on.
When they have the referees get togethers, they all sit around and say, do the balloon for us? Or he does that. Whoa, it's back. Oh, you got it back. Boy, nearly flew. Oh, he's got it back.
It'd be very good.
Couldn't it? Oh, do the brick wall for us.
Go
on, Andre. You're in the wind. As Mike Dean likes that one best. They get the VAR boys involved. That's always good. Matt Sweat is the assistant director of the new film with Tom Hanks called...
A Man Called Otto.
Was it A Man Called Otto?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was going to call it My Name Is Otto. That would be the that'd be the follow-up film. Not Ricky Otto, we've pointed this out. Frankie and Nolan.
No spoilers, but it'd be hard to be a follow-up film for that.
Yeah, Matt... Okay, I think you've just slightly spoilt it for us. Matt travels... Cheers, Andy. That's the worst spoiler alert.
No, it's not.
If you can match a spoiler alert
it's
to
not,
touch
it's
that...
not.
Britain's worst spoiler alert. That's a new show for Quinn and Wilson. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ if you can match that, because there's no point me going to see it now because I know what happens
no,
at the end.
No, that's not true.
Think it is. Matt travels around the country looking at various security systems and burglar alarms in people's properties in Break Into a Sweat. Matt Sweat, the TV format. What have you got a lot of in your garage? Yeah, this is spare a thought for David Farquharson, 30, who ordered 500 Liz Truss-shaped dog toys. Yeah, I know. He thought they'd be big sellers. But then she was out of office by the time they probably turned up at customs. What you've got a lot of. When my older brother was getting married in the late 90s, my parents thought it would be more economical to get the wedding cards printed in India, being of Indian heritage.
Oh, okay.
So whilst on a four-week trip, they managed to source 450 wedding cards and brought them back to England.
That's a big wedding, isn't it?
Yeah. What they forgot to do before checking in their bags was proofread the actual cards, which transpired were full of typos, including, you are invited to our weeding. Going to go around and do a bit of gardening. They remained in the garage for the next 10 years. Gee, thank you very much.
Could have sold them to Monty Don.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you think you... That's good thinking, though, Andy. That's
Lord, way of getting rid of
Lord Sugar. We'd like you for that.
Thank you very much.
I like the old boy. The old boy's good. Yeah, the one who came up with the Monty Don idea. You're hired. Be fantastic. I can see you working with Sir Alan. That'd be fantastic.
Seems unlikely. There's a good piece in the Times. I always enjoy the Times diary. It's excellent.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a bit about Sir Chris Hoy.
Oh, yeah.
It says that he was talking about the fact that he used to get grief on Twitter before... Chris Foy,
I know, yeah, that's,
you know,
right.
And he said now there's an MP called Craig Hoy, and it's again, what is wrong with people? Can't you, if you want to attack Craig Hoy or Chris Foy,
well, preferably don't.
Don't, but if you want to, not attack, but if you want to make a comment, no, attack's the wrong word, completely wrong word.
You're having a great 15 minutes. Completely ruined the film. We're going to have Tom Hanks on the phone. Tom Hanks is going to be on the phone saying, it was going quite
Hello,
well.
Andy Hanksy here.
Everything was going really well. How's it been? I don't think Tom gets that involved.
No.
But no, we've had a very good turnout. A lot of people have been going to the cinemas to see it. Suddenly dropped off at 2:10 on the last Tuesday. No one's been to see it since. I don't quite know why. Have you been Linekered? Of course, Gary and Danny and the boys last night in the studio pranked with an our infamous clip, which we all know, of course, and many of us have fallen foul of. I was testing and calibrating medical equipment in a very busy GP surgery when I opened a WhatsApp message from my good friend, only to be Linekered. The audio file got a lot of attention from the patients, who were probably all wondering what procedure was going on. That's from Liam. The thing, yeah, good point. Liam, the thing is that so many people now are aware of it. That's given it the notoriety. It's kind of killing it as a prank, because the idea was to try and embarrassed, but generally people, it's happened a couple
it's
of times,
witness, though,
yeah,
it
kind of is, but it's happened a couple of times on the train, and people just go, oh yeah, the guy's been, well, he wouldn't say Linekered, they probably will now,
yeah.
But you just think that,
yeah,
you know, it lessens its impact, certainly after last night, it might have killed it, possibly as a prank, but we'll find out. So keep those coming. Have you been Linekered, and in what circumstances? What have you got a lot of in your garage? And talksport.com, text 81089, and more TV formats for Matt Sweat, the assistant director of a film that no one's going to bother going to see now, A Man Called Otto.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, time now for Paddy's Challenge, our quiz for charity in association with our friends and official betting partner, Paddy Power. In Paddy's Challenge, we'll put our sporting knowledge to the test with the chance of raising lots of cash for our nominated charities. I'm playing, as always, for the Sporting Memories Network, Andy raising funds for the Willow Foundation. Helping to manage proceedings and ensure fair play at all times is our guest referee, Mr. Ben Fletcher. Hello, Fletch.
Good afternoon, gents. Paddy's Challenge, you know the drill. You'll each be asked three multiple choice questions posed by the voice of Paddy Power, Alistair McGowan. The winner will be the player that scores the most points in the event of a tie. You'll both win the chance to raise some cash for your charities. Andy, last week you won and backed Manchester City to beat Southampton by two clear goals. Yeah, in their EFL.
Well, it was a bit of a shock, to be fair.
Two clear goals on the night, but it was the Saints that came out on top. So let's see if we can do a bit better this week and raise some more charity cash in this week's Paddy's Challenge. The fictional coin toss has taken place off air and it has put Paul going first on this occasion. So if our highly paid technical team are ready, we have audio. Here is Paul's first question.
Meticulous prepper Rafael Nadal had a bizarre moment in the opening stages of his first round match with Jack Draper at the Australian Open. What happened? A. A ball boy stole his racket. B. A cat ran onto the court. Or C. He forgot to pack enough changes of shirt.
I haven't seen this.
I haven't seen it either.
The other two feel like things that could happen anywhere. The other one's a bit drab. I might go for C, the drab one.
That's what I would have gone for.
Oh dear.
I should have gone
incorrect. It was the ball boy. One of the ball boys accidentally took his racket to be sent to get restrung, but it was the one he was currently using. So the umpire made a call to get it back. No danger of him stealing his personality,
was
there?
Didn't make much difference. He went out today.
Quite the
exactly.
Anecdote.
He did indeed go out. Good knowledge. So off with a wrong answer. Andy, your chance to take an early lead.
Okay.
Former Barcelona and Spain defender Gerard Piqué has apparently signed a sponsorship deal with which watch brand as the ultimate response to being dissed by his pop icon ex, Shakira? A. Casio. B. Rolex. Or C. Swatch.
Ooh, that's a very interesting one. I've absolutely no idea. I'm going to go Rolex.
Incorrect. It was Casio.
Yes.
She said, you traded a Ferrari for a Twingo, you traded a Rolex for a Casio, Shakira sings on the record. 88 million views on YouTube in 2 days.
Since then, he's been driving a Twingo and wearing a Casio. You're all right, mate. We get the idea. You're not bothered, although you clearly are.
88 million views in 2 days, though. Old Sando could do with those sorts of figures, couldn't he?
Every time you ask Bill to give you the next bit of audio, I'm waiting for us to be Linekered. But Bill's decided this is his last show and he's going to go out with a bang.
In a manner of speaking.
You know what I mean.
I heard two versions. Both of you off with a wrong answer. So it really is all to play for. And Paul, question number two for you. Here it comes.
Didn't mean that.
Newcastle's Jacob Murphy gave a hilarious look to camera after having to get out of the way of who at the end of Newcastle's win over Fulham. A. A celebrating player. B. An angry manager. Or C. An over-enthusiastic mascot.
God, I've managed to miss this one as well. It's like the week
really?
Never happened.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I don't know how I've missed. Just this passed me by that little moment.
I didn't see it.
Was it the enthusiastic mascot?
Oh dear.
It was the angry manager. Marco Silva ran on the pitch to rage at the ref after their defeat.
Yes. I thought, an angry Matt Scott, I thought we had there from. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Angry manager running around remonstrating people.
I got that one wrong.
Can't imagine that happening around here, can you?
Not at all.
So, two wrong answers. Andy, an opportunity for you to go 1-0 up. And again, it's all to play for. So, here is your question, too.
Arsenal secured a momentous away win at North London rivals Tottenham last weekend. It was their first victory at the home of their rivals since Thomas Rosicki's Rocket in which season? A. 2008-2009 season, B. 2016-17 season, or C. 2013-14 season?
Yeah, C, I think.
Yeah, you're right, Andy.
1 point to Andy.
Yeah, absolutely right. The 2013-14 season. Do you ever think about those numbers now and find it difficult to believe it's a decade ago?
I know. Yeah.
It's insane, it's isn't it? Yeah. I was chatting with something which I won't mention on air, and it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, you were a young boy then.
I was a mere child.
I was pre-children before the... I didn't look like Paulie out of The Sopranos then, I can assure you. So, Andy, 1-0 to you. Paul, you've got to get this right. Yeah. Otherwise, Andy's taking home the charity cash, okay, or the opportunity to win some cash, I should say. So here is your third and final question.
Even I'm hoping Paul wins.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Former Man United defender Patrice Evra has trolled Manchester City, rewriting which rock classic following the Reds' dramatic derby win? A. One of These Days by the Foo Fighters, B. Perfect Day by Lou Reed, or C. Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis.
So I've been in bed all week. I just like I've not noticed anything.
No.
Perfect Day, Lou Reed.
Oof. Incorrect.
What a disaster
it
that was.
Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis.
Yeah,
yes.
Guessed, really.
Making the most of a first win against City in four games, the Frenchman videoed himself in his car wearing a classic United shirt and an Oasis wig.
I was trying to second guess myself, thinking it can't be that obvious as City and Oasis, but it was. So
there we go. Should have gone with your gut.
Yeah.
Should have gone with your gut.
Go on, Andy,
just for fun. And fun it is. Forced fun on this show, or in this section, I should say. Andy, here is your third and final question.
74-year-old manager Neil Warnock may be about to come out of retirement and make a return to Cardiff City after the sacking of manager Mark Hudson. When did the fan favourite last lead the club to promotion to the Premier League? A. 2018, B. 2017, or C. 2016?
I'd say 2017.
Oh dear, oh dear.
The correct answer was 2018. Not that it matters because you've won 2018 when we used to celebrate our Rage Our results. So congratulations to you, Andy. Today's winner, you have won a free £10 bet that Paddy Power will place for you, so you can try and win some cash for your charity. It might end up being My Mortgage, that chosen charity. What are you going to go for?
I shall go for Manchester United to beat Palace tonight.
Okay, blimey. How many goals?
By a single goal.
By a single goal. There we go. Okay. It's live on TalkSport, I understand. So
no, it is,
we'll
yeah.
see how you get on.
I think it's going to be quite a tight game. 2-1, something like that.
Okay.
And they're going for like their 11th win in a row, United, or 10th win in a row.
Oh, well. I think they're going to
How
win.
Things change. How things change.
Lovely.
Well, thank you, Andy. We'll see how you get on and reveal the winner and season totals next week.
Well, it's been lovely working with you, Fletch, and we wish you all the best in your next venture.
Good job I kept the Morrison's apron.
There we are. That was this week's Paddy's Challenge and Vendetta. Thanks to our friends at Paddy Power, 18+, begambleaware.org.
Paddy's Challenge on TalkSport with Paddy Power. 18+, begambleaware.org.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That's this afternoon's show. We'll do it all again from 1. We do hope you can join us. If not, the podcast will be available around 4. And you'll be back with the birthday spread.
Oh, yes. I had a good run. Yes, I wrote about 15 of them in about half an hour.
So we're going to have some gold, are we?
Well, they're not
Fantastic.
Bad. This
Creative
week.
Dump. Brilliant. Charlie Baker with me tomorrow from 1. Do hope you can join us.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.